Oh, I get it. Last year, I had rotator cuff surgery that was apparently torn for quite some time, and it finally just gave out and did a complete tear on it. Went through all the trials and tribulations per surgery, you know, per health insurance standards, you know, physical therapy, x-rays, you know, nerve test, and did the MRI, came back, goes, yeah, it's torn, like 40-45%. Went into the, when I went into surgery, you know, because I do a lot of physical work for my job, like you did. And went in there, found out it was hanging on by a thread, more or less, repaired the shoulder. A year later, I was still having issues with numbness in my right hand, and then I was losing dexterity, losing writing skills, getting tremors every day. And went back, did more tests, found out that I had two discs completely disintegrated in my neck. So they did that in September. But I go through all the trials and tribulations with that before I got surgery. They wanted to do just one procedure and replace the disc with titanium cages. And they said there's a possibility I'd be coming back within a year or two for a full fusion. I'm like, you know, let's just do it all at one time. I don't want to keep time, you know. Taking 4 to 6 weeks off work is not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I understand that, you know. Got to get in there and make that money, man. But, I couldn't take it no more. I think that was long enough to be in the factory, you know. Like I said, 3 months from having 40 years. But, I got, you know, I can't even holler reach and stuff. I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, go swimming and sort of do some laps and stuff like that. But, man, it is. I went for the first time yesterday that I hadn't, you know, done in a while, and trying to stretch, oh, man, it was killing me. It was killing me. So, but from what I was told, you know, I got to keep pushing it and stretching, and hopefully I get that pain out of my arm and stuff, because I hear it kind of snapping a little bit there, so. And I don't like that. Well, at least I did get some good news. My urologist told me to, you know, I had to go there, and at first they said I had cancer, but he said he had to get a second opinion, and sent me over to another doctor, and they said, no, don't look like I have cancer. So that was great news. But my urologist said, but you're going to have to lay off that pop and stuff, you know. I said, well, I'm addicted to it. He said, well, you better try drinking water. I said, so I asked him, well, what do you drink? He said, water. So I guess that's what I got to do there, Rodney.